In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. One of the things that distinguishes humans from animals is that we tell each other stories. All cultures do this. And even though these stories are told in many different parts of the world, they often have similar themes, like, how did it all begin? Where did we come from? A culture that forgets its stories is in danger of losing its soul. Today, so we learn, many of the stories from the Bible are being forgotten. People do not know about Noah's Ark or Goliath. I read recently that 61% of children in Britain have never heard of the Good Samaritan. When a society loses these shared stories, it is losing some of the glue that holds it together. And I think it's an important task for those of us who are parents or grandparents or aunts or uncles or whatever to tell these stories to children. Just tell them. They'll work it out later, but they should know what's in them. And they're not just stories either. They're not just told for entertainment alone. The first 5 books of the Bible were compiled during the exile of the Jewish people in Babylon. And during that exile, these stories were written down as a way of ensuring that they did not get lost, and that the nation's cultural and religious life would continue in this foreign land. Today we have heard the wonderful story of creation. Like all good stories, its nuggets of truth and value lie somewhere buried beneath the words on the surface. Our ancestors understood this much better than we do today. And what we have here is a story about Israel's God. When they were taken into exile, Israel's world was turned upside down. It was tohu vabohu, the Hebrew words which mean without form and void in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, a phrase that has been taken into the German language. And so, where then was God in the midst of all this formlessness and the void and the chaos? Where was he? Was he just a local deity who had abandoned them? Had they left him behind on Mount Zion or in the temple, the ruins of the temple in Jerusalem when they had been transported to Babylon? If so, then truly their world was without form and void. It was tohu vabohu. The foundations of their society had been destroyed, pulled up by the roots. To use a contemporary phrase, this was, that moment of exile was for Israel its ground zero. Then one of the stories they had brought with them took on a new meaning, and there was light. They had not left God home alone in Jerusalem. He had come into exile with them. And this fitted with other stories they knew about God who had gone with Abraham on his travels, or with the people of Israel during their wanderings in the Sinai desert. Their God was not a local God confined to one particular shrine or holy place, but who would not be able to save them once they had moved away somewhere else. Their God So this story that we heard today, their God is the God of all creation. Nor is he a God with a limited field of activity, like the sun or the moon or thunder or the water. He is the creator of all things, so this story tells us. He is the creator of all things and is greater than everything else. He is also, therefore, greater than the forces of Babylon or Pharaoh or Rome or any other power that threatens. He is a God who creates something from nothing, who makes light where there is darkness, who brings forth life where there was none. The story tells us how the wind, or spirit, it's the same word in Hebrew, how the wind moved over the face of the water, the place of chaos and disruption, to bring order and form. To the exiles in Babylon, this brought hope and reassurance that they could get their lives back together again. It can also be a message of hope to us when everything seems to have gone to pieces. God has not abandoned us, left us adrift on the waters of chaos. As our collect from last week said, he alone can bring order to our unruly wills and passions, and he can put our lives back together again. This is the story of God, creator, who makes life where there is none, redeemer, who brings order where there is chaos, the spirit, who, like the wind, is to be found always and everywhere. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.